Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to another edition of the Kona Edge. Welcome back, and it's time to talk some running. We head back to Canada. Returning guest Robin Hardage joins us now. Robin, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Robin, you've been struggling with a bit of a niggle, particularly, and it's frustrating because your run, as you told me, was your favorite and best of the three disciplines, but you haven't been able to do as much and as well as you would have liked on the run. It's frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something I've been dealing with, but sort of getting used to it by now, but yeah, the frustration's there.
It's one of those things that at some stage all of us go through a patch like this, mm-hmm. where whatever discipline it is, and it's really, I think it's even harder when it is your favorite discipline. How do you deal with it from a mental perspective, knowing that you really want to get out there, but just physically you can't do what you'd like to do?
Yeah, when I first sort of got diagnosed with the injury, I was depressed. I was frustrated. I just wanted to, when someone tells you can't do it, you want to do it even more. So there was a point in the spring where, I was told not to run. And that sort of made me realize how much running gave me, sort of like as therapy. It was my outlet. And, I learned some coping mechanisms, and whether it was turning to swimming or biking to kind of get that release, then that's what I learned to do. But easier now.
Did you listen to that advice 100%, or did you take it out to go and see if it would feel any better?
I wasn't the best patient. I snuck a couple runs in there.
What is it with us? I had that today, funnily enough, on my run. My knee's a little bit sore. I think I need new shoes. And I started, I was about 2Ks in. I was like, nah, I shouldn't do the run. I was like, no, let me take it out for another 4Ks and see how it feels. And it definitely didn't feel better after those 4Ks. So it's just such a, we as runners are an interesting breed, I'm sure. Let's talk about some of the stuff you love doing, and especially when the run's your favorite discipline. Let's talk when you're not injured. What are some of the things that you absolutely love doing on the run?
I'm sort of a little creature of habit. I like tempo runs. I like just putting on my shoes and then pushing the pace for whatever it is, 10, 12K. I'm lucky to live sort of, near the river, and there's a path that I can run along, and it's pedestrian pathway, and there's water, beautiful scenery. So it's kind of, that's what I like. I mean, I'm distracted, the pace is up, and that's one of my favorites.
Are you a high volume type of girl, or is it more about quality?
I've changed. I mean, even in my early running days, it was all about the mileage and the high volume. But then you start to struggle with injury, whether it was, IT band or plantar fasciitis. So then I sort of turned to, training smarter, less, but
as far as sort of the amount of quality you'll do as opposed to the amount of quantity in a week, I mean, break percentage wise, I mean, how much of it would be quality as opposed to quantity, if you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, quantity, I mean, I run about 65 kilometers a week, so I don't know, I guess it's about 4 or 5 hours of running, so it's about a third of the total training.
Okay.
Percentage wise, yeah.
And within that running, I mean, what percentage of that would be sort of high intensity, really hard stuff as opposed to the easier?
I have never been one for speed work, so I'll do that. Hills, I'll throw them in there once in a while, but a lot of it I just really focus on tempo. So kind of an easy warm up. Tempo intervals or an entire tempo run. So there's never really any like high intensity running. I find that's worked for me.
Brilliant. Give us athletes like myself who our run's probably not our best of disciplines, but we'd love to get better. Give someone like me some advice on what I can do to get better on the run. What sort of stuff would you suggest?
To me, it's about being consistent. Just getting out there, not doing junk miles, and then just building on your kind of your like base pace or your foundation pace, and bringing that down. So, you know, if you were to go out for an aerobic 10K run, well, you want your average pace to come down over time. So you can only do that with consistency and training. So getting out there 4 or 5 times a week.
It's funny, and you probably apply that to the bike as well. I mean, we chatted about the bike and you doing the little bit extra now because you're injured. It's the same sort of principle applies there too, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can't see improvement or gains if you're not consistent. And it's like anything. It's like any skill in life. You have to practice at it.
Mm. As far as sort of stuff non-running related to improve your running, do you do any strength work, conditioning, that sort of stuff?
I do some strength. That's mostly body weight stuff. So lunges, squats, that type of stuff, just to work on like your glutes, get them firing properly. But, I'm not the best at doing all that extra stuff.
You and me both. You and me both.
Yeah.
Robin, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Cone Edge. Look forward to chatting a little bit about nutrition, because I know that's one thing that you focused on this year after your issues at Kona in 2015. But we'll chat about that next time out, if that's good.
All right, thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.